welcome to Mod Pod with Fukunaga, a podcast that celebrates the strength and pulse of the luxury market. And now, here's your host, Vanessa Fukunaga.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Mod Pod with Fukunaga. And today's special guest is our noted, famous, world-renowned, superstar mixologist, Osvaldo Vasquez.
Thank you. Welcome.
Bienvenido.
An amazing receipt. Thank you so much.
Applause, applause, where? Applause. Yay.
Where is the bartender?
Where is the bartender? Exactly. That's you.
Oh, okay.
Now, first of all, explain to me, because I'm saying mixologist. I never know when to say mixologist, super genius, bartender, because you know I can't do any of it. So tell me, what is the difference or what's your opinion on that?
Oh, that's a good question. So... first thing for me, so behind the bar, you are a really good friend for every bar.
Okay.
But, well, for me, I think in my really personal opinion, I think the difference bartender, professional bartender. No,
okay.
The professional bartender for me, I think people call like mixologists because in these days, so I think so many friends in the industry, they also they don't dedicate before in the drinks, they do another profession and something in the mind changed or some flavor or something happened and they just love the profession and move to the bars. So it happened to me. I work in the kitchen for years, like 6-7 years and a kitchen, pizza, salad, grill, every single kitchen. And one of my dreams is going to be like an amazing chef and everything. And finally, when I try to do it in the right way, because I start from dishwasher and from the cook meat, something like that. So I find some situation and somebody interview to me to do some application at an amazing hotel. Mm-hmm. That's exactly when I start my professional career like bartender. So they present to me to where they offer to me like a mixologist, but my application is for cook.
Okay.
So, but in that time it's a little difficult times, pandemia, recession and everything, so I say like I'll take it. And then my huge plan or my master plan is just, well, I stay in the bar, mm-hmm, 6 months, I do my practice, and then I move to the kitchen. No, I back to the kitchen, and then just I feel in love with the profession day by day, day uh-huh by day. I say, when finally the chef in that moment to the property and I work, they ask me, "Hey, Osvaldo, we have your position almost ready to the kitchen. Do you want to stay to the kitchen or you want to come to the kitchen?" You say, "Sorry, but I think you want to stay in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
I think you want to be a bartender." You say, "Why?" Ah, because in that moment, I just tried to find the certification for a cook.
Okay.
And a student at the same time when I work. So when finally I have my certificate for cook and everything, they say, "Why you stay in the bar? You have the certificate like cook, mm-hmm, like professional cook. So is your career and I say, "Well, I'm so sorry, something wake up in me. I just love the profession. I love to be behind the bar. I love to be behind contact with the people, uh-huh, talk and I love the reaction when you try to do something really an amazing experience of cocktail or something and even you have at the moment," mm-hmm, right? So mm-hmm it's a natural magic, you know? That's one of the best things and I just love it. And they say, "I stay in the bar."
And say,
"You sure? Yeah, stay in the bar."
You found your passion.
Yeah, yeah.
And you grew from there.
Yeah, so exactly. So that's when people, in years, people call me mixologist. I never say, "Oh, I am the mixologist."
I always call you the mixologist.
I never been in some school of mixologists or something like that. It's just sometimes the brands, no? The uh-huh brands, the cocktail lovers, the aficionate people, they say, like, "Oh, no, this is a mixologist." And the term of mixologist changed around, I think, 2006, 2007, or before, maybe. Mm-hmm. I just engaged with the profession in 2008, mm-hmm, 2009.
We should have a toast for that.
Yeah, definitely.
Do we have some cocktails ready?
Absolutely. They already
have them. They already have them ready. All right. Let's see what's coming up. Now, did you give any advice on this? Or I understand you might be showing us a little something later.
I think later is fine.
Okay. But let's give a little toast to this. Hola.
Today, we have the special cocktail for you. Saffron syrup, gin,
beautiful.
And what? Prosecco.
Beautiful. And
for you, the classic Americano.
Classic Americano.
Gracias.
Cheers.
Gracias.
Thank you. Gracias. So, cheers.
Cheers. Salud.
Salud.
Y salud.
Salud.
Now, you know La Boutique.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Yes, absolutely.
We're here in La Boutique, who's an official sponsor of Mod Pod with Fukunaga. La Boutique is right here in Las Ventanas, Al Paraiso. Yeah. It is an incredible...
It's a cool spot, really nice.
The first speakeasy
and also in Cabo, no? Mm-hmm. It's really cool and amazing job, and everybody love it. So everybody when visit Los Cabos, you don't miss it.
Don't miss it. If
cocktails,
you can get in.
Music, great food, everything.
Yes, that's very true.
Incredible.
So tell me, you were born in Mexico City, but you have family from Oaxaca?
Yeah. My mom is from Oaxaca, so I born in Mexico City. And then when I born, my mom back to Oaxaca for the first 5 years. Mm-hmm. So I spent my first five years in Oaxaca. Mm-hmm. So my uncle sell mezcal. My family is from there. They produce we call molcajete, metates, and everything. So it's very, very authentic.
Uh-huh. And when did you come to Cabo?
Well, I arrived to Cabo in 2003.
Okay.
Yeah, 2003.
Why?
Well, I just I tried to find some. I love to travel, even when I am child, travel a lot. So escape to my house, and so I came here in 2003 just to see the place, and I love it.
Just to see?
You see the place. Somebody, one of my friends, invited me here. And then just find a spectacular place, and you can really enjoy all these beaches, all these places around it. When I tried to back to Mexico City, I used to spend 2 weeks, and I said, No. It's not my thing. I need to back.
Uh-huh. For me, it's really fun to go back and forth.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. And where did you get your start here?
Well, I start in the Marina in Cabo San Lucas. I live around 8 years in Los Cabos, working different tiny bars. Mm-hmm. Have part of the openings of, in that moment, is a Red Martini, Tower Bar, Tequila Shark, Red Martini San Jose, Central Gourmet. So many, many old school restaurants behind the kitchens and in my first steps, because that's exactly, and I did it. And then in 2008, when I have this absolutely magnificent and wrong interview, changed my life and everything. So that is the name. So, and I run in from Capella. That's really an amazing experience, because I, like bartender, mm-hmm. or mixologist. And for my first 2-3 years, I just try to learn. And the next 4 years, I am the supervising and then the bar manager, right? So it's as a very, and with the same team, you know?
Wow.
With the same team, when you grow in, with your same, with the same team when you start to the opening, it's hard, because if we're growing together, it's very hard when in a couple of years you listen
now you're in
to
charge.
Me. Say, what?
Now you're in charge.
What?
And were you there when it changed over? Because now it's Waldorf, Astoria.
Yeah, now it's Waldorf. Mm-hmm. I'm also very, very proud of my team, because one of my, it's kind of my brother, from Mexico City too, David. And he's my right hand when I start Capella, and then when we moved to Restaurant Pedregal. And then when I left, I said, it's your turn, no? And now he's the beverage director from Hilton and Waldorf Astoria.
Oh,
I think
wow.
now he's in Las Vegas. And he's really cool and very successful, and feel very proud, no? It's like, you know, it's, I think it's the best of this profession is people find some enriched life, mm-hmm. no? That's the really an amazing experience from Auberge and try to do when I work now, enrich life of your community, enrich the people you work with you, around the area, supplies, local, everything.
Now you're not, you've won awards. You won lots of awards. The, yes. The, what is that, G-Vine Award?
Oh, that's an amazing story, no? It's like in 2015, yeah, when we opened the Cape. So we opened the Cape 25, 26, 27 of June, something like that. So I'll be honest, I don't like the competition because I'm terrible, no? I can do some really good experience, creativity cocktails, but at the time when I do some competition, for me, something happened and I'm really bad. So I hate it.
No.
But something happened. One of my friends, I remember she's from France, Amandine. We met in Tales of the Cocktail on tour in Mexico City, and she said, oh, you're from Los Cabos. Said, yeah. So. Oh, we have some amazing competition. I said, no, thank you. You're a wrong person. He said, okay. So, no. So she really insists to me, like, in the in the morning. He called me, send a text. And she said, okay. How it works? You don't need to come to competition with everybody. You send a video with all these points. So the competition is about perspective, right? Our perspective, you need to take the inspiration for some cocktail about change your perspective in your life or somebody else or from the world. So, and dedicate the cocktail, the ingredients and everything, the setup about this competition. Say, okay, fantastic.
And so tell us about it. It was called
1940. So that's very hilarious because I called my friend, she's a photographer from weddings.
Oh, okay.
You remember Amezcua? Amezcua is Julieta. Julieta Amezcua, she's really nice. But she's a photographer, professional, no? She's really nice. But I said, like, can you help me? Yes, what happened? So we need to do some video like this. So I take the idea to Guillermo González Camarena. He's invented the television on color.
Wow.
Right? But not many people know he's Mexican. So I think I put the old inspiration to the cocktail for Guillermo González Camarena. And we tried to find some location to do the video.
And then, what did you do, video?
Yeah, do the video and everything.
It's so really old.
Really old. And then we find some abandoned house. We go straight with no permission and anything, like something like we can access like nothing. And just go straight there, put the table, I buy some TV, very old, no works, and paint it like Cooper, put in the old window. Really the you can see the video online. It's like
how creative.
It's very abandoned houses, no? Something like that. So put this and then put my tools and my barrel and my beers. And we start a cocktail in black and white to represent to how you can see the television before and Guillermo González Camarena. And the year when he invented is 1940. So after 1940, the perspective of the people of television changed, you know, changed everything because color have one of the best sense for natural when you desire something, no? Because you can see the image, you can see the color. If you love red, you have 100% motivation to take something because it's your favorite color. When you have color, your perspective is different.
That's so interesting.
So in that moment, so 1940, that's the, we start the cocktail with G-Vine Floraison, with Luxardo, very like aviation cocktail with my beers, and that's it. And then inside we make an ice ball, and that year is like, snow.
Nobody did that.
Couple of the hotels, all the brands around the world. Yes, of course.
But here
in Cabo,
not here.
No, wait. So this one ice ball, and inside to the ice ball we have like a Palo de Sangre. It's kind of my roots, and I did it my bitters. So, but this kind of root is very aggressive with the color. When it's contact with water, mm-hmm. change like something red, but change like pink and purple and red. So cool. So when capsule the root and when you start to melt it with the cocktail, uh-huh. the cocktail is like completely clear, and then it starts to change the color, like pink, like flower, and so many colors. So,
very cool.
So we changed the colors in 1940. That's the cocktail, and we did it. So I sent it the video with all the details and they asking. We send it the last day, and also it's no entry in the time. It's uh-huh. not entry in the time. So they call me and say, you know, no worry. I love your video, and I think you want to win.
Oh my gosh.
I can send it straight to the company. I said, okay, sorry, we are late. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Like a Mexican, I'm sorry. And the last time. So I say, well, no problem. So 15 days later, send me an email with one video in YouTube, no, and they pronounce it like my name, like Osvaldo Vasquez.
Vasquez.
I went from Scotland, very nice. Osvaldo Vasquez, he is like.
And you won.
We won 11 people, 11 bartenders.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
And they fly for us to France.
Oh
first
my
time
gosh.
In France, like really like a rock star now.
Oh my gosh.
And we arrived to Bordeaux.
Uh-huh.
And we did so many visiting bars, bartending, guest bartending, and visiting around the area with all these guys. They give me us like, they make us so many surprises, like Michelin star cooking class, mm-hmm. pairing with a gin.
Wow. Well, salud.
Salud. Yes.
Felicidades.
Thank you. Thank you for the respect.
Now, do you still keep in touch with them?
Yeah, definitely. 2 hours ago, I sent a message to Tom Egerton. He's in Hong Kong.
Uh-huh.
No, and I tried to find some. Try to involve into Mexico in some project, the name Echo Spirits.
Mm-hmm.
That's where people use so many bottles of crystal. No, every, mm-hmm. you can imagine how many bottles use for your vodka or your tequila house.
Right,
no?
Right.
From around the year, like
a lot. I don't even know how many.
So, but what happened if you have some container, a beautiful like Echo Spirit? They call so they sell the container.
Mm-hmm.
Similar like oil container, but really beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And then you can refill your bottles, use the same bottles, right? And then you send it again, this an amazing container, and they refill again, and then bring it back. So definitely you stop to use the glass and all this garbage when you have, because all this, the label, everything, is at the end of the day, it's garbage. So
we recycle it, Mod.
Yes, of course. But you imagine in another place.
No, it's true. I didn't know that they did that.
So,
that's really interesting.
So in Mexico, it's a little bit hard because it's different permission and mm-hmm. perspective, governments and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to really hard with these guys from Bio Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So try to figure out something in the future so we can do some collaborations together.
That's amazing.
So they can... we can really impact a little bit more about a sustainable program from spirits.
No,
so
that's
it's really available
great.
So many projects in Asia, in Europa and UK.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have the brands that are already working with that project. And for every single cannon you buy it, they have planted some tree in different parts around the world. So the footprint is amazing. So
I didn't know that. I didn't know they were doing that with spirits. That's really interesting.
So I saw this website and I saw my friend from Tom Egerton from Hong Kong. It's like Echo Spirit. I said like, hey, my friend, how are you? What do you think of this? Oh, it's great, it's perfect. So it's great, no? You have the mm-hmm. connection and you have the advice. It works and it works.
Mm-hmm.
What is the problems when you have in the future or at the moment or something like that?
Now, we get the benefit of you, because I've known you for a while, and you've done some Ocean Blue parties, Ocean Blue cocktails, what I don't even say. What first of all, I would never even know what to do. You know I don't know.
Yeah.
You know I don't know. So I was like, we need an Ocean Blue cocktail, or remember our Ocean Blue 007 party?
Yeah.
That was cool.
That's cool.
That was cool.
Yeah, it's like...
How do you get inspiration, or what, when something, like, not just for Ocean Blue, but when somebody asks you to create something, what do you think about kind of the theme Do you think about the person? Do you think about, I mean, for sure you think about the person, because I don't even have to tell you what to make for me. You know, I don't like it very sugary. Yeah. I like it in some fancy glass and, you know, and then I like it to change colors. But what generally inspires you if you really don't know the person that well?
At the end of the day, if you don't know the person, my recommendation is always involve with the person.
No? Get involved.
Asking, favorite, where are they from? Where are they from? What is the age? Well, not asking the age, but
are you crazy?
You can see the age.
Are you crazy?
You're lying, sugar, no. No, but well, at some points you need asking a little bit, no, because they have the direction and you need to take, no, and then
you just go
and
from
then
there.
You just go from there. Just sometimes we take the risk, no. Sometimes it's
it
just
works.
Inspiration of the moment and you have and. And sometimes works fantastic, no? And sometimes I love when the people say, oh, I don't love mezcal. 3 hours later, they converted. They love mezcal. No? So that's like, okay. So why they not like? Because maybe have some bad experience before. So try to fix the experience. We can do it. Or we can, this is the hard way. You can take the easy way to do another thing where he love it, right?
We always have a Mod Pod experience. I never know what it's going to be. Sometimes it's usually embarrassing for me. I don't know, because I'm usually doing something this silly. But today I'm going to learn from you or get to watch you in action. I'm told that you're going to help us create a little cocktail back there.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, let's go.
Definitely, vamos.
All right, what are we making?
Okay.
And so, by we, I mean you.
So, okay, today we make mezcal old fashioned. Old fashioned.
What's an old fashioned?
Mezcal old fashioned.
I don't know what an old fashioned is.
Yes.
Absolutely, we're going to make mezcal old fashioned.
Well, mezcal old fashioned is more iconic and classic cocktail. It's so easy, remember all the time, spirit, bitter, sugar, and zest of lemon. That's it.
Spirit, bitter, sugar, and a slice of lemon.
Easy, right? So, you need to put ice in here.
Need to put ice in there?
Yeah, the Mexico glass, always in this.
Okay.
So, fill it up, probably, perfect.
Whoops.
Perfect. So, and then.
Whoa!
From Homasi Bar, I'm not ready for that.
I love it. From Homasi Bar's mezcal. And
so,
I'm going to put one of these right here. One for me, one for you. Here
okay.
we go.
Almost.
Oh my god! I'm not the bartender. Okay.
Now we put half.
Now we put half already. I spilled.
Perfect.
You know, I'm really not all a
right.
good pour.
So well, now we have around two.
There
two
we go.
Part of this now.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we need bitters.
Whoop.
Right.
Okay. What is bitters?
Bitters is some maceration of herbs and kind of roots. So it's fantastic because. Bitters is like a dressing to the salad, bitters to the cocktail. You can do a like, great balance with two ingredients to do together an amazing balanced cocktail.
You're like a scientist. We need like the goggles and the white coats.
Right? Yeah. I change my profession sometimes. So one slide like this. You
what?
Put everything like that. So you put like two more.
But that was only half.
Yeah.
Okay. Like there we go. One. This looks like the vitamin C that I use at night.
Okay.
Is it working?
Works the same.
And what's this?
This is agave syrup.
Agave. Okay.
Always I recommended agave syrup because it's a little bit more healthy. All right. So.
I don't like a simple syrup.
Yeah, this.
I like agave.
Agave syrup is great. So. Sometimes I don't recommend no sugar, but this time you need it because it's something too. It's part of the recipe. So here, you need to stir like that.
Yeah.
So you can help with the stir.
Did you see this? He only did the bottom fingers. Okay.
Perfect.
There we go.
A little bit more.
Okay.
So it's very important, always.
I don't want to shake it. Are we shaking it?
No. When you make your cocktail, always important.
What?
Glass is going to be very cold.
Oh.
Because this is, we try to dip the temperature and then we put in some hot glass. It's not correct. You need to put down the temperature to your glass. Chilling the glass. You do the same temperature when you make the cocktail.
Okay.
Right? So then you can see the cocktail here. It's a little bit more still now. And then you can try all the time. Just put your hand like that. and put your hand.
Put a hand.
Like this.
Uh-huh.
And then you can try here.
Uh-huh.
And you can sip. What do you think? A little sweet.
It's a little sweet.
Now, when it's a little sweet, just continue and stir.
Mm-hmm.
So you can try some like good balance.
Mm-hmm.
So the dilution is a very important part of the cocktail. No? So when you have dilution, you can find the balance to the cocktail.
Okay.
Even if you shake, even you stir,
uh-huh.
and even you when make frozen, you can put more ice.
Interesting.
So dilution is everything about the cocktails. So try to find a good balance and recipe in each cocktail. So try it.
That tastes great.
It's very right.
Uh-huh.
So now just put everything back, remove all the water, and then please.
Oh, fancy. Okay, here we go.
Put the ice ball on top.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
Oh.
Perfect, no problem. No problem.
Okay.
So,
where's yours?
Well, it's here.
Okay.
1 second.
Yes. Cool it down. Cool it down. Cool it down.
Cool it down. So, easy here. Thank you for La Botica to enjoy
yes,
the bar.
Yes, thank you, La Botica. I've never been behind a bar. I was saying that Shirley Temple's used to be my drink of choice growing up.
Okay.
And I'm told that you make your own homemade grenadine.
You need to make your own grenadine because that kind of a grenadine or
the maraschino cherries.
Like chemical.
Okay.
So many things and you want to know.
Okay.
You don't want to know.
So I want to order my homemade maraschino cherries from you.
That's
okay,
it.
There we go.
And then you take, this is a, we call a julep strainer. Right?
Okay.
These people before, we use when people invented the mint julep in the Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
So they, when they drink, they have a lot of mint around.
Uh-huh.
So they don't like it because you obviously you can see like all the mint in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So they put here on top to the cocktail.
Okay.
The mint julep cocktail.
Okay, you
drink
do this.
Like this.
Oh.
So before, that's the invention for this.
Interesting.
Now we use like a julep strainer.
Okay.
So we can put it here.
You do that so we can get a good pour.
Oh my God.
So baby.
Perfect stir. Uh-huh. So that is a mezcal old fashioned. It's in a version of obviously from Mexico, but
mm-hmm.
I love to enjoy all the notes of a little tiny smoky to the mezcal.
Mm-hmm.
A little of this bitters is ruda bitters.
Mm-hmm.
It's some kind of herbs from ruda, palo de sangre, endemic and iconic roots from Mexico.
Wow.
So it's maceration and barrel aged for 3 months and then we put in the cocktail. So we just put in a tiny portion extra on top. And
then
something like perfume.
Mm-hmm.
So when you, before I'm hanging out, this is perfume. So we need perfume, okay? So
okay.
Perfume is gonna be straight to the citrus. So
okay.
Put your hand here. So you can see your hand. All this is the perfume.
Uh-huh.
So now put the perfume to your cocktail before I can go to the party.
Okay.
So perfume, so here, everywhere.
Here.
All right,
and then
perfect. Put it on the side, and then, ready to
go.
Party.
Here we go.
Okay.
Salud.
Vanessa.
Thank you. Salud otra vez.
Salud.
Felicidades.
Homasi
Bar.
And Ocean
Bitters,
Blue.
Ocean Blue and Osvaldo Vasquez.
Cheers.
Salud. Cheers. Is there somebody that you would like, some celebrity that you'd like to create a cocktail for? Have you ever thought about that?
Every single night. And the bar.
That's true. You can tell me, but then. And you've been talking about your bitters and barrel. You have your home Aussie bar. You've got, what else am I missing?
Well, I think home Aussie bar for you. Thank you for your support in that moment. So.
Of course. We love home Aussie bar.
Home Aussie bar is one of the best things and I have. But you need to know the truth. Okay. So always when I travel, make some event, something,
mm-hmm.
try to bring in some spirit. Or sometimes you have an amazing gift for the supplies or the people to, hey, try this. And I take it home and I have every single bartender in this profession have many bottles at home.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many. Some the treasure, the unique, couple of the bartenders we have, couple of the spirit liquors. We try one drop per year because the one never finished because it's incredible. It's hard to find.
Uh-huh.
So it's our collection, no? A tiny collection. So I have my collection. And then when everybody's a panic, you know, in a pandemic, COVID and all this, so everybody's like, ah, no. Every day it's worse and worse and worse. I just sit down in my house and say, like, well, if I die tomorrow, I never try all these treasures. So why bring it? Mm-hmm. So yes, my mind tried to do and I drink and I am so easy. So so I said, okay, let's do it. Let's try everything. And I open everything.
Oh my gosh.
Many bottles from different places. La, 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 la. And even I sell these bottles. Mm-hmm. It's good money, right? But I try it. You never know mm-hmm. what happened tomorrow. So next day, yes, I know it happened. I'm very hungover. Like, oh my God. So. Oh my God, I can't believe that. Okay. So what can I do? You think and say, well, in Cabo we have two type of person, no? Mm-hmm. So couple ones and the really bad situation and couple ones they are okay and couple ones they just fly and but what happened with the people is in home and they don't worry because they feel well and
when
they
they're
want
safe
to drink.
Here,
they're
exactly.
They relaxing people say no. I have a list of my friends. Obviously, you are my list of friends. And I put the list and
I say,
well, I send a little bit WhatsApp and say, like, hey, how are you? You have this message. You are my friend. So I just spend my collection bottle, like, do some four amazing cocktails with the best.
Literally
spirit,
the best.
The best spirits that you can find. Uh-huh. If you want to love it, I arrive to home. I put my tiny car, open my trunk, made cocktails with all the protocols of COVID, with every mask and everything, and then I can give you cocktails.
Home delivery. Specialized no? cocktails yeah. from Osvaldo.
Yeah.
What's next for you? What's your next chapter?
Next chapter?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or is it just continuing what you're doing?
Well, I wrote a book now.
What? Okay.
That's you're the first person I know.
Oh my gosh. When does it come? When do you think you'll finish?
I think.
No pressure, but I'd like to read it.
I think probably in a year.
Okay.
Yeah, because I take my time to all these memories, and it's coming about. It's about Baja.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Baja California.
Oh my gosh.
It's about the ingredients, local. Famous people around here for everybody need to know
mm-hmm.
All the signature cocktails I'm making for all these 20 years and not just is and also my history behind the bar and my bio behind the
yes.
bar a couple of techniques and I learned for the time various recipes all the industry around all these years we have amazing experience. And I just want to do something to, in a year's people can read and feel good when I arrive to Baja, can see like, oh, this cocktail is iconic in here. I need to go there. The cocktail is there. But
I love that.
For example, for me, one of the inspiration places is New Orleans, for example. You uh-huh. go to New Orleans and well, normally when you go some holiday place, no, a vacational mm-hmm. place, you visit one, to three places, they're the classics. Now you need to be there because mm-hmm. it's the best taco. You need to be there because it's the best coffee or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When your lens is every single spot, like classic,
true.
Traditional, classic, legendary, classic, wow. So
mm-hmm.
so I think we need something like that in Cabo. It exists already, but we need to do some more exposure. No?
I love that.
So.
But you've also, one of the most important things you created and founded was the Cabo Cocktail Festival.
Oh, well, Cabo is another way.
Yeah.
It's a Cabo Cocktail Festival. It's first and I have the idea to do this. And then I talked with my friend Daniele Tatarin.
Mm-hmm.
She running an opening Acre here, an amazing spot place. She's from Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bring to my friend Phil Dove from New York,
mm-hmm.
and Elani Dove, his wife, together. They are for many years educator of Tales of the Cocktail in New Orleans. So we do like a weekend in the hotel in Chileno to stay and relax a little bit. And then together we talk with Phil. I say, Phil, what do you think? And Phil, yeah. And also Phil is he put the name, he put Cabo Cocktail Festival. I said, I like it.
Straightforward,
yeah.
But clever.
Yeah.
And you had our first one. right? Yeah.
No, I did it three.
Oh, three.
Three, uh-huh. Yeah. So this is in 2018. So I did it that festival. Uh-huh. It was really nice and enjoy it. In collaboration with Dani. And then Dani, she loved mezcal. She moved to Oaxaca. Mezcal Gota Gorda, incredible.
Oh, wow.
To try it. So, and she moved to Oaxaca and she did it, the own mezcaleria, and she stayed in Oaxaca. So I just continued with this festival because I don't want to lose this opportunity to put all the bartenders from Todos Santos, La Paz, here, Cabo San Lucas, and Todos Santos together and share all cocktail recipes, experience. And we put together in 2020. In 19, we don't do it. In 2020, we did it. It's crazy, 2020, because I decided to do in February, 18, 20 of February, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Very good, successful, very nice. It's amazing, you know? That's, you can see in Instagram, Cabo Cocktail Fest, and it's really well opportunity for everybody. Have a nice time. March, pandemia.
I think
we are the only festival around the world of cocktails in that year because nobody else makes it.
Oh my gosh, after.
After it's impossible to do it for the next 2 years, no? Almost like that.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, and 2022, and 22, we did it. Thank you for all your help with Ocean Blue and collaborations and us. So we bring in bartenders from Edinburgh, from New York.
I'm saying, do you hear this? Yes. From Edinburgh, New York.
New York,
all around the world.
Amsterdam, Chicago, so different places and iconic bars and legend bartenders. And also we have like 12 seminars around cocktails, ice, and all the techniques, Geneva, for example, Micah Melton is one of the best bartenders around the world. And he working in Chicago and Aviary, the bar of the Grand Hacha, from the restaurant from Alinea. And he bring all the techniques, and for us, they speak I don't know what language, but us is like, Oh, yeah. Sometimes I do it. I really need to do the next year. We try to do some taller, you know, something like experimental, so they can understand better. But this year is incredible. We have 12 seminars, we have parties and the marina in the dock to San Lucas, really cool. We have a guest bartender inside to Chileno. Comal, inside to Yaya is a new restaurant to Chileno, really beautiful. We have seminars too in Crania, it's an incredible place. We do the presentation of Conference Present, you assisted, thank you, in the cellar.
In the cellar.
Incredible. That's an amazing, amazing store.
It was a huge success.
It's one of the, for me, one of the best liquor stores around Mexico.
Oh, it's so good.
It's beautiful.
The cellar.
The style, the products.
Yes.
People, they have, Carlitos have so much love for exactly what they do there. So, and then we have in the other spot is Puerto Reyes, in Guamuchil Bar, incredible place too. So every single place, they have a different spot, seminars, and then in the night, the guest bartending, and then the party, and wow, incredible. So Employees Only is here with us too.
Yeah.
So Employees Only is my friends from a long time, from New York. And so they come to celebrate with us to the festival.
Well, it's amazing because you are very humble. You always say, you know, I didn't know what I was doing. I started as a chef or as a cook, I guess, cook A and B. But look at where you are now, and the fact that you bring together kind of the local ingredients, sustainability, creating this festival that you created, the Home Aussie Bar, out of a little bit of necessity and creativity, and you're, even before that, your Bitters and Barrel. I think you're amazing. And I get to call him my friend.
No, absolutely, absolutely.
So with that, I really just want to say thank you so much. I really appreciate you. I look forward to the book. I look forward to the next chapters of the festival.
Tequila.
And the tequila.
The tequila general, you need to try it.
Exactly.
It's
incredible. Salud.
Cheers.
Cheers. Salud to everyone out there. And for all of the Mod Pod with Fukunaga episodes, you can look to your favorite podcast channels. Salud.
Salud. Thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you.
thanks for listening to Mod Pod with Fukunaga. Follow the episodes on all major podcast platforms, including Apple, Spotify, Amazon, and many more.